6 months ago today, Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico. All this week, we're marking the moment, and we're telling the stories of people whose lives were upended by the storm. In our second story, we check in on the Hartford Public Schools, a system already dealing with budget cuts and a bottleneck of needs, and that was before the arrival of 450 students who survived the hurricane. A quarter of those new arrivals are in high school, and as Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa De La Torre reports, educators say they could use some extra help.
Bridget Allison is a teacher at Hartford Public High School. After the hurricane in September, a few of the Puerto Rican evacuees ended up in a fourth period class.
He works as related articles. Yes. Click on it.
She says she's happy to have them, but is also a bit stressed out.
We already don't have what we need to help these students. We do not have enough ESL teachers.
Hartford has been a city on the verge of bankruptcy. It's also a place with rich cultural ties to the Caribbean. So when school leaders heard how badly Puerto Rico was hit, they started to game plan, figuring that the storm would have a ripple effect on this district in Connecticut. Superintendent Leslie Torres Rodriguez is originally from the island. She understands the journey of coming to Hartford as a child, not knowing English. But now that the evacuees are here, it's been tricky.
Back in September, I was not anticipating having 448 students, which is what we have today.
At first, Hartford steered the evacuees to schools with plenty of bilingual staff. They called them hub schools. That's Justin Quiñones, an 18-year-old evacuee. He says he wanted to go to Buckley High School, but was essentially turned away. That's because even though Buckley was one of the hub schools, it already had more than 70 evacuees and was maxed out. Now Quiñones is at Hartford High with about 30 other evacuees. Since he came late in the school year, he missed Bridget Allison's multi-day presentation on applying to colleges. So did Alondra Medina.
I came in January 11.
Medina hopes to become a doctor, but for now she thinks she'll start off at a community college on the mainland. Both Quiñones and Medina say they're happy with their education here, and how the teachers come up with different ways to explain something if they don't get it the first time. The students also rely on the internet for translation.
We use the Google Translate.
Bridget Allison thinks they deserve more. She says she can only spend a few minutes during class to check in and see if they understood her English.
When I look at Justin and I look at Alondra and I look at the help that I'm able to give them, it's good, but it could be so much better. And that is one of the things that I find very heartbreaking, because I would not ever tolerate that for my own child.
The superintendent says the cash-strapped district will spend well over $1 million this year to educate the new arrivals. Torres Rodriguez thought the government would help offset the costs, but that hasn't happened yet. They're hoping for federal aid.
I'm expecting the money so that I can provide the resources that our students deserve.
And while Hartford has brought on a bunch of new tutors and teachers, Torres Rodriguez says they're looking to hire a few more. Thomas Baldino is the English as a second language coach at Hartford High. He works with scores of ESL students, and not just from Puerto Rico. Throughout the year, they get migrants from Brazil, Jamaica, the Congo, Thailand, and the Dominican Republic. That's common for Hartford.
They're sad because they miss their country. They're in shock. And I tell every single student that comes here, I just said, have patience with yourself, have patience with the process of learning, and have patience with the teachers. Because if you're frustrated, sometimes the teachers get frustrated too, because they want to be able to reach you, and sometimes it's hard.
6 months after the hurricane, the Puerto Rican students are still coping with the devastation.
Their island is in deep trouble, and I feel for them.
Here in Connecticut, the high school days are rushing by. Medina just took the SATs, and Quiñones is thinking of going back to the island for college. They say the different pace in Hartford has been hard to get used to, although they do expect to graduate this year. But there's one thing they're not so sure about. Are you guys going to prom?
I don't know. Because I don't know.
They'll most likely skip the prom. For the New England News Collaborative, this is Vanessa De La Torre.